I will bring in Pat Pagano, though. Good morning there, Pat. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How was your weekend?
It was fair. I wouldn't say, you know, the first part was good. That was Saturday, the 4th, barbecue and fireworks at night. And then yesterday, I worked hard. I worked hard. It was hot. It was humid. And I'm paying for it today. I was kind of wondering why my left shoulder is killing me when most of the work that I did was put up molding and stain beadboard. And I'm saying, so why is my right shoulder hurting me? And then I realized I did all the hand sawing by my left. I used my left hand. So the left arm and shoulder got to work out, so that's why it hurts.
That's right, because you're right-handed, right?
No, I'm left-handed.
You're left-handed?
I do everything in my left hand. Huh. Yep, everything.
I should have known. Meteorologist, you have to be left-handed.
No, I don't know. I think the majority of meteorologists are right-handed, but that would be a great survey. But you're absolutely right about the weather. There's not much to talk about. These conditions will persist all of this week and probably into the weekend. So it's hazy, hot, and humid. High today about 90. It could be a thunderstorm. I think they're beginning to raise the chances of a thunderstorm for this afternoon as compared to the overnight information that I saw. So we may have a slightly better chance of a thunderstorm. And then it would die out tonight, 70. And Tuesday to Thursday, much of the same. Hazy, humid, scattered showers, thunderstorms each day, dying out at night, 85 to 90. I said little change on Friday. But here's the thing that we're watching. There is an old front down the southeastern states, and a low-pressure system will form on it. And it will be along the southeast coast on Thursday. And the system is going to head northeastward toward Cape Cod. So now the question is, does it become tropical? Well, the Hurricane Center is watching it, and it does give it like a 40% chance of becoming tropical. And if it does, it'll be given the name Faye, because Edward formed yesterday in the Atlantic and is now southeast of Nova Scotia and moving away with 40-mile-per-hour winds. So if this thing develops, it'll already be going up to Faye. And again, we'll have to watch it because it could pose a threat to New England. So that would be Friday into Saturday. And that would figure, Marshall, because that's the time that I will be driving to Maine.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, the weather forecast you're giving us, I posted on Saturday. We have a beautiful thing around here called the Great Falls. It's where the Housatonic goes from one level and drops down hundreds of feet to another level, okay? And it's Great Falls. And there's another section where it does that down in below Kent called Bull's Bridge, where it drops from one level through a mighty series of rock falls into another level, okay? That Bull's Bridge area was closed by everybody because two people drowned earlier this year. Well, this Saturday, Pat, there were hundreds of people out in the river at this Great Falls, and they were treating it like it was the boardwalk in Atlantic City, or like it was a beach, an ocean beach. And it's not. It's a very dangerous place. And sure enough, on Sunday, when even more people showed up, our first responders had to go out and rescue. A child got caught on one of the rocks in the middle, and adults swam out to get the child, and they got caught there. So we had our first responders that came out and saved them. So the type of weather, though, that you're showing that we're going to have through the rest of the week, and it means that more people from the city are going to be seeking more cool places to go. And, you know, it's funny, they Google place and they see it and they come and they don't realize how dangerous it is, because it's different than a lake. It's different than a city park. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the trash they leave behind is amazing.
And then the other thing is, are these people that are gathering, are they wearing masks? Probably not.
Oh, God. No,
are they doing any social safe distancing?
No,
probably
they
not.
No, they were not.
You know, I noticed when I was up at the lake, like Saturday now, 4th of July up at the lake is probably the most crowded, because they do a fireworks display, as I told you. Two of the cabins get together. They spend thousands of dollars, and it's up to the cabin owners, the other cabin owners, to contribute. They don't ask, yeah, and never do. And this has been an event similar to our movies. When we first started these movies 27 years ago, we did it for fun. We had no idea that the association was going to need the movie, so we did it for fun, and it was a silent movie. Year after year after year, you start getting better and better, and you want to improve it, and you buy more equipment, and blah, 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 blah. These guys, I don't know how they do it. You could see them at dusk float the barge out into the middle of the lake, and you could see it's loaded with fireworks, and then as soon as it gets dark, they begin shooting them off, and there's no one out there lighting them. This is all done electronically, just the way Macy's would do. And it was phenomenal. They started at 9 o'clock Saturday night. It was over at 10:30, the majority of it. There were still people shooting off fireworks thereafter. So I didn't get to sleep till 3 a.m. The Shirley was barking and, you know, then the whole thing. So I got very little sleep last Saturday night, and then I worked all day yesterday. But I do have a question, and I don't know if any of our listeners out there are, let's say, semi-experts in this, but maybe they could text you or even give you a buzz on this one. I had beadboard. Now, beadboard, you know what that is.
Yep.
It's like paddling. It's rough. It's rough. It's, you know, it's certainly not, you can't run your hand down and you get splinters. And I stained it espresso brown, like an espresso brown. It came out darker than I expected, and I was hoping that the stain had a hint of red in it, just a hint of red to make it a little more mahogany. So now I want to know, if I took a brush lightly and I got more of a mahogany stain, could I go over that and just give it a hint of red? That's what I need to know.
I don't know if it'll take a hint of red. I think it's... All I know is when years ago, and Stan Grell and Ira Levy bought this, or WKZE, and it was at the station, they completely redid it. And they stained a floor from the front office into where the kitchen is. And they didn't like the way the stain came out the first time. So they had the guy restain it again. They didn't like it a second time.
Oh, no.
They had the guy restain it a third time. No, this put us off getting into the radio station by about 4 weeks. All I remember, the person that had to restain it was not a happy camper. It was a lot of work, so that's all I know.
Well, I mean, this is only two small walls, you know, because it's beadboard underneath the windows on each side of the door. So they're not there. In fact, it's 5 feet on each side. So they're not... they're not a lot to restain. So I'm just still thinking along the lines that if I could find something that would give that hint of red and not make it any darker, I could do it. A friend of mine told me this morning in an email, he said, you may be able to sand it lightly and then go back over it.
Yeah, so why don't you sand one patch of it right back down.
See how it works?
Right back down to take about a foot and a half of it, sand it completely down, and get a couple of small cans of stain where they can give you samples, and dab a little bit on that 2 foot section, and find out the one that you like, and then you can sand that down and then just reapply the stain.
Well, Marshall, I have 4 pieces. Left over from the 4x8s that I had to cut.
There you go.
And I brought them down to the studio. I would just take one of those pieces and try that on there. If the results were good, I would just take the beadboard off that I put up, and I'd just go get new beadboard and redo it.
And on that beadboard that you've got, get 3 or 4 samples, try them out. Let it dry and see what it looks like, and then pick the right one, and then just do it over again. That's what I would do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's more work, but you know what? If you get it done right, you'll be happier.
Yeah. And well, Marshall, now that you just gave me that thought, the other way to do it is go and get the mahogany stain, go over it with mahogany stain if I don't like it, then try it on the raw boards, and then take it down and do it over.
There you go.
I guess that would be the smartest thing. Try it out first. Yeah. What if it works?
And you know what? It's not going to be that much work. And once it's all finished, you'll be happy. You won't be wondering. Keep looking at it, wondering.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm actually content with it right now. I don't think it's in no way an eyesore. But I should have taken a picture so I could have sent it to you. And the listeners could have looked at it and gave their opinion. But I was so hot, sweaty, and tired that all I wanted to do, Marshall, was close that place up, get in the car, come home, take a nice shower in my air conditioning house. That was the other thing. Saturday night up there. Not cool at all.
No.
And of course, you know, we don't have AC, folks, because we don't have electric. You feel captive.
Yeah.
You know, here I am there with my iPad watching YouTube. I'm hot,
sweaty.
Shirley's barking, I can't go to sleep, and I know that I have no options.
That's right.
You know what I mean? What am I going to do? Am I going to get up and go sit in the kitchen and put on the propane lights? It's going to make it even hotter and sit there and what? Look at my thumbs?
That's right. No, you're not. I just had a grin and bear it and then get home to the nice air conditioning and appreciate what you've got.
Tell you, Marshall, I think it's time for a nice little townhouse on the lake with all the amenities that someone should have.
There you go. It's an easy way to sample it. Sell the small cabin and get a big house on the lake.
Right, exactly.
All right, Pat, I'll check with you tomorrow.
All right, have a good one.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with the check on our forecast.